On April 3, 1852, Henry David Thoreau wrote in his journal that the bluebird carries the sky on his back. Thoreau must have been rather taken with this lovely bird. He also wrote in his essay, A Natural History of Massachusetts, about venturing out in early spring when the bluebird, like an azure ray, glances past us in our walk. I've always loved bluebirds, but never before I started working at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York, have bluebirds figured in my daily life. They nest in boxes at my mother-in-law's in Port Wing, Wisconsin, and when I've been home in Duluth, I've never had to go far to see them in spring or summer. But they've never been Peabody Street regulars, only occasionally turning up near my yard in autumn during migration. Now, every morning when I walk into the lab, I can hear their rich melody filling my heart with happiness. Here in Ithaca, more often it's the gray and white mockingbird who carries the sky on his back, since the sun shines here on even fewer days per year than it does in Seattle. Blue is a structural feather color. Birds produce no blue pigment. Blue comes from the arrangement of cells near the feather surface. When sunlight bounces off that structure, it shows a deep, bright blue. When light is dim, blue feathers lose intensity and can look quite dull. But even when the sun is hiding, the sight or sound of a bluebird makes me feel like a helium balloon swelling with buoyant joy. Enjoying bluebirds is becoming more and more commonplace in the North Woods. The Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin says 28,244 baby bluebirds were produced in Wisconsin during the 2007 nesting season, fledged from 7,800 nest boxes that are tended and monitored by volunteers across the state. According to the association, Minnesota and Nebraska bluebird societies helped ensure the production of similar numbers of bluebirds in those states. Because they're more specialized than robins, it's doubtful that bluebirds could ever be as abundant as their larger relatives, but it is quite possible that people who live in open areas could one day all enjoy bluebirds as everyday occurrences. But sadly, we humans get so focused on the rare and novel that it's possible that before that day arrives, we'll stop noticing how lovely bluebirds are, the way we take blue jays and even cardinals for granted now. I remember when a stated goal of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources was to increase the state's flock of Canada geese to 1 million. I think even if there were millions and millions of bluebirds, no one would be irritated by them the way they are by the overpopulation of Canada geese today. People who are endlessly and mindlessly cheerful can grow annoying, but it's not a bad idea for even the most serious-minded people to stop for a moment now and again to consider the bluebird, the chickadee, and other beautiful natural gifts right here in our daily lives. We don't all have the capacity to swell with joy like so many helium balloons, which is probably just as well. But an accurate assessment of our lives and the future should include a clear picture of what's valuable and worth preserving. Bluebirds are one of the most beautiful parts of this nation's past and present. And thanks to the hard work of bluebird preservation societies, we'll surely be a part of its future. Thoreau would be pleased. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.